Okay.
Let us summarize what we've seen and move on. And we're going to have to readjust and readjust and readjust as we go through the sermon. We have a sheet that's a Rambam. First of all, the Rambam cannot agree with Rashi. Why can't the Rambam agree with Rashi? Because Rashi is Eben Rachain. According to the Rambam, he passed like the Mandoma. There's no Yisrael Eben Rachai. You have a complete animal. There's no Eben Rachai. Rashi apparently passed like the Mandoma, who says Eber Momedes. Okay, so the question is, so what's the issue? Rambam gives no remez kol shehu that this ain't a zebuach. Then Rabbi Ariel Katz gave me a very big toiva, showed me in Birkas Avram from Avram ben Rambam a lengthy tshuva, what Isra says. Now, let me just make it clear. There's two separate ideas in that. A number of people go, there's a bitul asay and an isur asay. A bitul asay is that if I eat outside of a sukkah. So the Torah says when you eat in a sukkah. A bitul asay is when I eat outside of a sukkah. Mavatul asay, that's machayev me to eat in a sukkah. Okay, isur asay. Sometimes the Torah phrased in Isser as an Aser. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a woman who's not a Psula. But the Gemara, the Torah doesn't say that. It says, "Who Isha Psula El Yikach." An Isser Aser. Sometimes you can have a situation where you have an Isser Aser and a Kiyom Aser. Okay. Isser formulated, okay. When the Rambam counts in Minyan HaMitzvah Shechita, what does the Ravid say there? It's a Lav HaBo Machlal HaSeh. There's no Kiyom HaSeh. Okay. So, comes along Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam, and with all of his proofs, when the Rambam says Yisr HaSeh, not Yisr HaSeh, comes up with a theory in explaining the Rambam. That is, that the pasuk says v'zovachto kasher tzivisicha. You should be zoveach. How? Kasher tzivisicha. What happens if you're zoveach lo kasher tzivisicha? You do a drasa, shehiya, hagroma, and ikur. So that's an israsei. But if it's not it, but if you shoot it in the head, that's not an israsei. If it dies by itself, it's not an israsei. If you kill it shelo al yedei shechita, and now he says with a shechita shelo kedin, you did a zvicha, but not kasher tzivisicha. But if you shoot in the head, you didn't do a zvicha. What is zvicha? Cutting the corner on the veshet. When the Jews were in the midbar, Machlokas Tanoim, they had to do shechita. They did a nechira. Nechira is cutting the corner of veshet. Not a yedei shechita. Whatever you do it. Okay, but the Rambam gives no remez kol shehu. There's an isra aseh. There's a kiyom aseh. There's a bracha on it. But what is the Rambam saying? The Rambam is saying as follows. Okay. And if there is a suffix whether a shechita happened, it's a vada in a veda. If a shechita happened and it was a shechita psula, so then it's a suffix in a veda. So what does the chazaka tell you? The chazaka tells you, was there a shechita or there was no shechita? The Chazok is not talking about Isurim, talking about, I can't say there was a Shechita until I know a Shechita happened. if a shechita happened, and there's a suffix with a shechita ksher, a shechita psula, so then it's a suffix nevela. And that is how the Rambam. So it's not a question of chalos isura. The Rajba says it in a much more precise manner, and as we go along, we'll see the Rambam agrees with that. He says, and I can't presume a maisa mater or maisa oser happened until I know it vaday happened. So you have a woman, Suffolk Kedushin. Is she otzal kol olam? No. Why not? I can't assume a maisa is oser. What? By the husband marrying her, he says, hurry up. Al sura al kol olam hariyam kudeshes, whereas at al sura al kol olam kehektish. I don't know a mitzah also happened until I know it happened. This animal, if I want to eat a piece of meat, there's no way I can eat a piece of meat unless I do a mitzah matir on it. If I chop off a piece of meat, it's eved marchai. If I kill it, it's neved. But in order to eat any piece of meat on this cow, I have to amay some matir on it. Etc., etc., etc. So he talks what I just said in the Rambam. I can't assume a zavicha happened until I know it happened. He narrows that down. I can't assume a maisa mater happened. I can't assume a maisa osa happened. The Rambam doesn't talk in terms. A zvicha that is not that is an osa is not osa. The mis is the osa. But this is how he narrows what we said in the Rambam down. Comes on Tosa and says, no. Tosa says chalos issa. The same in issa that used to exist continues to exist until I know it no longer exists. So he says, what's the issa? Eva merachai you can't say, because after all, eva merachai is gone the moment animal's dead. Therefore, what do I have to say? Tosa talk about Chalei Sisura. Now, that is the Matzkana that says Nevela. Or not. What's the difference between the Mandoma who says Nevela and the Mandoma who says Treif? So, very, very simple. And the Rosh spells it out. The Rosh spells it out very, very clearly. It says, Einitz Vulcha continues. The Mandama who says Trefa says Enes Vulcha continues, Tahara continues. There's a steer between Tahara and Tuma. So it's like it's not a Trefa. I know it's not a Trefa. Lungs are perfect. The stomach is perfect. Everything's perfect. I know it's not a Trefa. But it functions as a Trefa. There's an Isser of Achilo. Isser continues to exist. And this, it's Tohar, the Tahara continues to exist. So it functions like a treifa. I just steer, I don't care the steer. I'm not making a decision what happens. The Mandoma says, Nebela says, that's not how a chazoka works. The moment there is in Isser, Eino Zavuach, so I make a decision that Shechita did not occur. Once I make a decision that Shechita did not occur, then what do I come up with? It's in the veil. Now, what does Rashi say?
Rabbi, yes. According to Tosfos, he wouldn't differentiate between a Sophic Nevela and Vada Nevela, correct?
It's a Vada Nevela.
I mean, all the cases where the Rambam says Sophic Nevela, he would say Vada.
We shall get there in detail. But let's assume you're right. At the present time, given the facts we've already seen, you're right. Now, what's the difference between Vada Nevela and Safek Nevela? Well, you chayim kisi adam. Well, you get malchus for it. Also, it's vanilla. Loads of differences. Now, this is no Rashi. It's hard to pin Rashi down. Rashi never talks in terms of Ein HaZavuach. The Rosh begins with, it says Ein HaMachai plus Ein HaZavuach. Rashi just says, so it could be that, what's the Maskona? Maskona is that he can move maybe in the direction of the Rashba. He says, Shlut. It's a Chazok Ein HaShlut. He doesn't say Isur Ein HaShlut. He says, could be it's the Metzias of Ein HaShlut. So, what is it? Now, once, Mando Omar, who says, Nevela, said, listen, I can't be Mamsi. Can't create a Maisa Shkita. No, it's here. But, if you take a look carefully in Rashi, let's read Rashi. Not so the cheskis is, so harishan omed, it's a hoisa shchuto. It wasn't shechti. Came the cheskis she'en a shchuto. He seems to be talking in terms of Metzias, similar to the Rashba. Okay, one could, if one insisted, Manne Yantif, Tosus Yantif, says, no, Rashi is like the Rosh. But he does not give any indication of that. Then in walks the Ramban with a very interesting twist. That's Lama Rabbi Davis.
Learning Rashi like the Rashba? There's no right about
Masakim? I don't know. Now, what is the Mandoma Sistreif? Mandoma Sistreif is very simple. For that, everyone has to say it's a Hanhoga. And because, basically, I'm passing a Stira. I'm saying it's in Sarachila without Tuma. And I check the insides of the animals, and it's not a treif. But I pass it, or Sarachila and Toha. There's a stira there.
But we're not, we can't learn anything about Mafzikin, Mafzikin and Me'isel Isser from this.
But it depends what the words Mafzikin and Me'isel Isser is. It's a phrase of Rishonu, not a Gemara. Mafzikin and Me'isel Isser. According to the Mandor Matrefa, no, there's nothing. Also continues, in the moment it's also continues being also. Why is it also? It's awesome. And that's what Machzikin Meisaliyasa means. According to Ma'an Ramah, it says Nevela. It's Refa. It was us. It's still awesome. I, Tohar? Yeah. It used to be Tohar. It's still Tohar. I, that's a Stira. So who cares? Ramban says like this. Vehicle the kasha. Some have a kasha. Hey, Chamin and Becheskas, Hetel Shukom Medes, Halo Atsul, Hamishum Eshesish. What is this woman? Goes like this. She's married to this man. And then he has two wives. One is his niece. And one is another woman. So if he would die now, both women don't need chlitza. So what happened, it's a suffix, Gerushin, to his niece. So we say, they had a chazaker, their mutal ashuk, if he would die. So he still, so there's still mutal ashuk. Ashi's nation says she's not mutal. Says, Ukrishamei snami dena becheska sisu. Daha ba'almo machzakinen me isura li isura. Snakes, in general, we're machzak from Yisalisa. How do I know I'm machzik from this? See, the Maharal Chol and Daftat Zohar and Aleph tells me I'm machzik from this. Because we go from Eiv Merchai to Nevela. Two completely different things. Why? Kiri Amrin Abu Chulin. Pein Bechai Abu Chatzik Yisrael Medes. Shema Eiv Merchai. Ad Shiva Abu Chol Manishka. The Mokmin Abu Abu Chatzik Yisrael. The Chol Shil Nevela. Very simple question. I one type of his own. It's not the same chalos that continues, like Tosus wants to say. Osa stays osa. Lav kushihi. Not a kash. The hotsum efshe should take semi isalis a kagonchen is nablo. When do I say it? If it automatically goes from Issu A to Issu B, and doesn't need anything, so either it's this animal, if nothing happens, is, and the animal dies, Eva Machai stops, the Veda begins. But, Abu Hochu, Yavshi Shetet Simbi Baalo, Shalom, Temutar Sushu. If nothing happens and the husband dies, she's mutter. So we don't go from Eishas Ish, no. Hilkoch b'cheskes hetel l'shukom edes. What is it? So he's talking a different language. He's saying, listen, if nothing happens and the animal dies, it is awesome. If nothing happens and the man dies, she's mutter. I know she's also. But that is just a temporary issue until he dies. Or until he gives a get. In order for him to cancel that out, he's going to have to divorce his niece. That's a suffering. But right now, the moment before there was a suffering gerishin, what happened? The moment before there was a suffering gerishin. If he dies, and everyone's mutter. And Eishas just disappears. Because Eishas is just temporary. And when it's not like Eva Menachai, when Eva Menachai stops, then the Veda moves in. When Eishas stops, Heta moves in. Oh, Shazu, Vadai, Cheskisul Yabu Momedes. Came in Shekin Al Korch, but Hesu Heta Lashur. He says, wait one second. More than that. At this point, then he said the whole question is. And now the question why the Rashi doesn't come up with those turrets. He says, wait a second. This woman is also to the Yabim because she's an Eshesach. Okay. And if nothing happens, so what has to happen to cancel out Eshesach? He has to divorce his niece. The Cheskes Issu Eshesach. That's a fantastic teretz. There's only one problem with the teretz. So why doesn't the Rashba come up with that? It's too good of a teretz. Because the Rashba, when he wrote what he did, had this page right in front of him. Boom. So it's fantastic teretz. Rashba somehow didn't adopt that. We'll leave that for a second. But this is how this is a brief summary of how everything works. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara begins now moving into this idea of treifa. That is, so the Gemara says, what's the case? Case of a Ze'ev, and not that. We assume that those bite marks, the B'mokom Nekev Nokov, the new, why don't we assume that when the Ze'ev bit into the B'nei Me'ayim, that there were holes there, who made the animal a trefa, and then, and it just was covered up by the teeth mark of the animal. So the Gemara says like this. Eisve rot sipor hamanake b'teino v'achbor hamanake b'avatichim hoshishin shema b'mokom nekav nokav. Alright. So what is that? I had this watermelon. I had this fig. So it was mutter completely. But if one of these animals bit into it, there's an isidrabonon mishum sakona. So isidrabonon mishum sakona. So what do I assume? There is isidrabonon mishum sakona, not isidrabonon mishum sakona. So with choshesh, what's the difference? Me komadamis yisrael sakanta. Sakona shining. Omle rova maish not sofik sakanta l'chum sofik yisrael nam l'chum. Is there a sofik? There is no sofik. The chazoka prevents a sofik from coming, but the chazoka doesn't prevent a sofik from coming. So what do we deal? What is the Gemara telling us? That even though this Isser is an Isser Drabbonim, and normally Sofik Drabbonim Lohakel, but still Sofik Drabbonim Lohakel in the case of an Isser Sakona, Luchum, number one. Wherever there is a later Sofik, it is Luchum. Now, is there a later the chazok make sure there's no later sasofik or not? So the Gemara says, "Umayish no sasofik sakanta luchum, sasofik yisur nam luchum." On the baya, the law shiny bin yisur sakanta. There's a difference between sakana and isur. And in one there is a layer of suffering, and one there's no layer of suffering. That's strange. And the Gemara's out to prove it. In a weird, strange proof, that we're going to have a headache how to understand that proof. Suffering, two mebishus harabim, sveikot toh. Suffering, mayim, gulim, asurim. Boom. So therefore. what does that do for me? Okay, so let's see what Rashi has to say. Sofik ta, Mishnah Sofik ta, Sofik Mayim Magulim, Mayim Shnishim Magulim, Belayla Sofik Shosven Sofik. He says, what is the whole Isser of Goy? They made Xavier because of a Sofik Sakona. The basis of Goy is a Sofik Sakona. So apparently, this is beautiful water. I don't know no Nachash drank from it until now. So I have to assume maybe Nachash did drink from it. So because there is such a suffix, maybe Nachash drank from it, even though I have to invent a certain process, the Shtiyas HaNachash. So apparently there is a suffix. So we have to invent Sveikas. Certain act is a suffix. So, okay. And suffix tumah b'shus harabim sveiko tohor. We will suffix mayim agulim asurim. Om lehonsim hilksa gamirid lami sota. At sota b'shus harabim sveiko tohor. No. Suffix tumah b'shus harabim is not. it's different. The Gemara doesn't say where we know Sabbatim Rosh Hashanah is Sfeika Taurus. So here, in this whole thing, there's a massive split in Rishonim. Let's just begin with the extreme Shittas. Then see the in-between Shittas. There's a famous Shittas HaRambam. Volumes have been written about the Shittas HaRambam. That Sofek, the Raisa L'chumra, is only Drabonim. With the Raisa, only Vorm Vadairos. And the Rambam formulates this in a number of places. Imiram Hilchos Tumas Mess. And the Perek Tes. Dove Yadua. Shall call eight last Perek Tes Haloch Yud Beit. For Eil Ha Tumas Chiyotan Shem Yishum Sofek Harehen Shal Devrei. He's talking about all the different types of Tumah that also may drop on. Sofek Tumah. Everywhere. Now, there's such a... a korban called an Oshem Toli. What is an Oshem Toli? If I eat chaylev shogeg, so I bring a korban chatos. But let's say there are two pieces of meat, one is chaylev and one is shuman, and I eat one of them, and maybe I did an avera, maybe I didn't do an avera. Bring an Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli has not every suffix you bring an Oshem Toli. Has to have two things to bring an Oshem Toli. Number one, Chayev Kareis. Number two, Ikvi Sura. What is Ikvi Sura? If I have one piece of fat, I'm not sure whether it's Chayev or Shuman, you don't bring an Oshem Toli. But if you definitely have one piece of Chayev here, and it's a question, did you eat that piece of chayv and you did something else? That's called ikri yisura, the suvura, the isra's kavua. And the isra bin kavua, we say, you bring an oshem toli. So Rambam says, apparently it's an aveira, even though it's a suffix. He says, so here is, Av became Dov Shechaim al-Zon HaKorei Sveik Ha'osam in HaTorah, in which case is the Kvi Surah. Shehare also in HaChai B'Oshem Tolim. Shehare also so Chai B'Oshem Tolim. Kmo Shebi'an HaBihil HaShkargas. Okay, this is one Rambam. And the Rambam says something else. Okay, so the Rambam says, in Hilchos Isurei Bia, where in the Isurei Bia? Wait a second. So if the Tumah Rishus, Perek Tezayin, Ovos HaTumah. Perek Tezayin, now, Perek Tezayin, Hilchos Ovos HaTumah, Saloch HaChas, where it says this. Okay. Sofeg Rishus Harab, he says, why is this too? And here is different entosis. He says, Zofek Tum Vishus Rama says the Rambam. Why is it Torah? Because all Sfeikos are Torah. Okay. So, and the Rambam takes the Gemara very literally. So the Rambam has a general, very general, in Hilchos Kilayim, you have a thread of Semer. And some, maybe it got sewn into a Beged Pishtet. Maybe I have Kilayim here, maybe I don't have Kilayim. So you have to, there are different ways of checking. If you can check, you can check. And if you can't, it's mutter, says the Rambam. Because maybe it fell out. Why? All sfeikas are drabar. Shavuya. A woman was taken hostage. Maybe she was abused by the hostage takers, maybe not. So the Rambam says, in many cases, it's mutter. She's mutter. Suffolk is. Why? Sfeikas, etc. So the Rambam has his general clout. All sfeikas, that's Suffolk Tumbish is a Rambam. Sfeikal talk. Aye, what about Suffolk Tumbish is Hayochid? So, there's Sfeikal Tome Vadai. Tosis here says, "Mashma hachad hod matayron sovek to mishas rabbi misolta gamrinula." Not true. Says we learn from salt. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's mashma. Now here, how do we understand this halacha of sovek tumer mishas hayochad sveikol tor sovek tumer mishas rabbi sveikol sovek tumer mishas hayochad sveikol tome tumer mishas rabbi. The Rambam is off in his corner with his unique shita that Sovik derives to the form is only Dindrabbanan. And sometimes they were Mekel, sometimes they weren't Mekel. But Sovik Tuma Bishus Hayochid, the fact that Sveikal Toma Vadai, we learn out from Sultan. Now, what do we learn out from Sultan? And the Rambam and Tosis, two extremes. The whole Reb Chaim we're going to have to go through. Because the our Tosis and Tosis and Noza are against it. Where Reb Chaim says, Sofik Noga, Sofik No Noga. Maybe I touched the mess, maybe I didn't touch the mess. So it's Rishis Hayochid, Sveikal Tome. Why? Are we machriya the Sofek that he did? Or no, there's a brand new Tome called Sofek Tome, Rishis Hayochid. Cool. And you'll see the Nafkaminas it makes. Tosa says we machriya the Sofek that it must be he touched the mess. Sofek Noga, Sofek Lona. And now, just a little more background here. Halacha, the Gemara Daftes, Msoch. Shnei Shvilin, there are two paths. And two people, Reuven walked in one path, Shimon walked in the other path, and one of them goes over a kever. So, and it's Rishis HaRabim. So, if Reuven comes to ask the Shaila, we say Tohar. Shimon comes to ask the Shaila, we say Tohar. V'tzachazah. Even though Psak 1 and Psak 2 contradict each other. If they both come together to ask the Shaila, I can't paskin b'vatzachas estira. V'tzachazah, I can paskin estira. But Tohar is Tohar. Even though my two psakim today and tomorrow are so similar to each other. Okay, so that is what? What about? in the case of Sofek Tum B'Shisayochen. So Tosfos, we're going to see, says that if Reuven comes and Vaday, we'll say Vaday Tome, Shimon comes, it's Vaday Tome, even though it's a steer. Ram says maybe Vaday Tome, but not because I decide they were on the rod. They were not got it. Because it's the Suffolk remains, except even though Suffolk remains is a separate tumor called Suffolk tumor, Bishas Hayochel. Grand tumor. Lamay Nafkimina Reb Chaim says, very simple. In the case of Nozir, just those of you who don't remember Shnayim Yekirecha Targum from Parshas Nasa, the Nozir becomes Tomei, he makes a separate carbon Nozir Tomei. And if a Nozir is Tahar, didn't become Tomei, at the end of his Nazirus, he brings a Korban Tahara. If a Nozir is Tomei, then he waits 30 days, brings a Korban Nozir Tomei, then begins his count all over again, and then he brings a Korban Tahara. But the Gemara says it's only if Noga be Atzmo Shalmeis. You have to know he touched the mace itself. So according to Tosus, we decide he touched the mace, so he brings a korban. And two people can bring two korbanos. According to Reb Chaim, no. We don't know whether he touched the mace. There's a separate tumor called Suffolk Tumor Shisayochen. A korban, it doesn't bring a korban, because on that, because that's not Noga, but it's not Noga Ba'at Special Mace. And the countless nafkaminis between the two. So Chaim and Yibam Machlitza. Have to see that. Now, Tosis begins. How do we know that Sofek Tum? Now, what the Gemara's Kash is and what the Gemara's Teretz is, that's going to come out in each region, how he understood this. But on the face of it, what's the Gemara jumping off to some of Tumish or some of Sfeik or Mutu? What the Gemara didn't know, the subject of Raisa, the Paschal Chumra, and that's the Raisa coined everyone except the Rambam. What's the most kasha? Sovak Tum Bishus HaRabim, why is it? So Tosfos the Tame and Mashma Hocha, that it's a Levut. Mesota. Gamilo. Okay. So, what is it? Go through this Tosfos very, very, very carefully. This will take us a good while. This Tosfos. Simultaneously, take a look in the Gemara Nozir there, Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. Give me a Nozir. And there's a Tosfos. And you see the Gemara here. Ba'omer Re'isi Shenizrika Tuma Beinehem. And see how Tosfos, what Tosfos says there. How the Rambam Paskin there. And compare the two Tosfos. That'll keep us busy for a while. To understand what Sofek Tum B'Shus HaRabim and Sofek Tum B'Shus HaYochid is, and its relevance to the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's Teretz. Okay.